And welcome to Cloud Sense, everybody. I am your host, Jack Barugin, and I'm going to mix it up a little bit today. I want to talk about the cloud as a commodity. It's been something that I wanted to share with you, only because over the course of these last few weeks, these last few months, we've watched the evolution of cloud services take place. And I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you. You know, one can number the times in which there's a true intellectual moment of clarity, giving that person an understanding of concepts and ideas. And I was the recipient of one of those moments back in 1999 when, as a member of the CME's board of directors, I was lucky enough to have met and befriended the great Nobel laureate from the University of Chicago, Merton Miller. And for those of you that don't know Merton, please look him up. He is an absolute wonderful man, was a wonderful man, I should say. And we would sit for the monthly lunch, which preceded the board meetings. Dr. Miller and I would engage in the lively art of conversation, as Irv Kupcinet would say, about everything from the stock market to the politics of the hour. One day he said, completely out of the blue, "Jack, my boy," and this is a direct quote, "I don't understand this internet thing. Aside from information, can it do anything else for mankind?" You know, and he kind of held off for a second or two, and then he followed, and he said, "Well, then again, what do I know? You know, remember, when the steam engine was invented, it was done to pump water out of coal mines. No one thought it would be good for anything else." Yeah, I remember that, and being forever taken by that moment. It was sheer, pure wisdom, which fell so freely from his lips. So what Dr. Miller was so very happy to explain to me was the chain of events, which were derivative in nature, but nonetheless a tremendously innovative dialectic. As he explained, the steam engine helped pave the way for the industrial age, one of the greatest achievements in the history of mankind. You know, harnessing electrical power created the next generation of progress, allowing for mass production and the electrical age. The logical progression of innovation leads us to the digital age, with compute resources taking innovation to unprecedented levels, which takes us back to Dr. Miller's question about the internet. You know, the internet has its own innovative progression, if you think about it. After the internet of information, which changed the landscape of investigations and research, you know, remember Encyclopedia Britannica? For those of you that are a lot older, your world book, you'll remember that, right? Then we witnessed the birth of the internet of services and things. Again, the landscape changed, which involved everything from the purchasing of retail goods, Amazon, all right, to making travel reservations and whatever you might want, orbits or whatever they might decide. The final phase of progress of the internet will be the transfer of value and ownership. All right? This is where blockchain really comes in. This internet of value and ownership will soon be covered by fintech as that last missing piece in making the digital ecosystems complete using blockchain technology. But as we observe the growth of the internet, something changed. Something strange happened, and we're witnessing and living through it right now. The innovation used to give us the internet and all of its processes, and all of this has become commoditized in many ways. So, you know, many startups and small businesses are going all in on the cloud, and I don't blame them, all right? You know, but it's a slow, steady move from an on-prem type of system. The hybrid ecosystems, which will consist of data, software, and infrastructure, which will be the reality for most established organizations, are going to be something that is built over time. But the one true thing, and this is really what I want to leave you with, all right? The walls of separation must be torn down for a corporation to survive in the present day. And everybody in the decision-making process, from IT engineer to board member, must understand the growing capital expenditures and the operating expenses for computing. As companies become increasingly digital, and this is only going to get bigger and bigger, folks, compute expenses are the key line item to be managed. Efficiency is more important than ever. These are expenditures which are only going to get larger over time. And that's it, folks. I just wanted to give you an idea of what we're going through right now. Sometimes when you're living through a very important moment in history, it's very hard to witness it unless you step back and give us an observation from 30,000 feet down. And that's what I'm trying to do, especially with what is happening with the cloud and cloud services. Amazing. I'm Jack Barugin. You've been listening to CloudSense. I'll be talking to you soon.